Blog Talk Radio.
They call me Mr. Motivator, and that's my stage name. I also perform not only motivational speaking, but I also perform stand-up comedy. And I'm looking at all the signs today, and I want to say to you, there are just right. You see, so many of us have a lot inside of us.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Mr. Motivated Show. I'm your host, Dwight Jeffrey, reminding you that success is yours if you dare to dream and to keep thinking big. You will discover your purpose in life. Guess what? Folks, we have another exciting show for you today. You that are listening, if it's your first time tuning in, and if you are a regular listener, put down that piece of chicken and that potato salad, because it's time for you to get some motivation and some inspiration. I would also like to invite you to check out my blog, which is dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. That's dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. And you can also follow me on Twitter, and that is at C Mr. Motivator. The letter C as in cow, MRMOTIVATOR. And if you have questions, you have things or successes that you'd like to share with us, you have victories, you can email. You can email us at cthemotivator@yahoo.com. The letter C as in cow, THEMOTIVATOR@yahoo.com. Thank you tuning in for the broadcast again today. We will continue our subject, discovering untapped potential. All of us have untapped potential that lies dormant within us, but it's up to us to reach in and discover what it is that we have that makes us unique, what it is that we have that makes us special. I think Einstein stated that he used maybe 10 to 15% of his proven potential. And look at how much Einstein was able to accomplish. Where does that leave you and I? The majority of us work hard. We help people accomplish their goals. But how much time do you take to focus on yourself, to learn about you, to dig in, to see what talents, what skills, what intelligence lies dormant within you? Folks, this is the year for you to set your goals and to decide that you are going to be the best you that you can be. It's time for you to decide that you're going to live this life to the fullest of your abilities. You're going to live this life with joy. You're going to live this life with excitement, waking up every day looking for another opportunity, waking up and looking for a challenge to overcome, for a dragon to conquer. This is the time for you to prepare yourself to start the new year off, to step into 2013 with a new attitude. I hope that all of you enjoyed your holiday celebration, your time off, your vacation. I hope that all of you had a happy Hanukkah, you had a Merry Christmas, and you spread it some joy. You spread it some encouragement to your loved ones and those that you connected with during the month of December. But folks, now is the time. The new year is vastly approaching. And we have a few days before the new year comes in. And let's reflect back and look at what we accomplished in 2012 and what we want to accomplish in 2013. Let's look at the obstacles. Let's look at things that we allow to get into our way and look for solutions and ways to overcome these challenges, these things that stopped us from reaching the mark, the things that stopped us from doing something that was very important to us. I think the best thing that we can leave behind is a part of us. Do you want to leave a legacy for your family? How do you want to be remembered? Do you want to be remembered as someone who tried to make a difference? Do you want to be remembered as someone who took advantage of time? Someone who was determined not to squander their time, but someone who lived every day with enjoyment, excitement, looking for another day of joy and excitement. As we stretch our eyes to look at our untapped potential, let's think about some of the things that often get in our way. I think a statement I read from a book, it stated another reason people fail to feel successful is that they equate success with material wealth, by Paul J. Meyer. I think that was a profound statement. It's so easy to miss the mark because you're trying to equate your potential and you're trying to compare it to material wealth. Folks, there are many people who work jobs that are a lot more worth than what the company pays them. There are many people out here who, if you look at the material aspect of things, if you look at the wealth, what they offer to our society, what they've done to make a difference in this world, there is not an enormous amount of wealth that could be compared to the contribution of that individual. Another statement that I read often because it really helps me to think, and this is another profound statement. This is another profound statement. The key factor that will determine your financial future is not the economy. The key factor is your philosophy. That was stated by Jim Rohn. Now, what is your philosophy? Your philosophy could be a philosophy that's negative, a philosophy that contradicts truth. instead of seeing things as they are and accepting things. Your philosophy has a lot to do with your perception in life. And here's another statement that I think is powerful. There are no hopeless situations. There are only people who have grown hopeless about them. That statement was made by Clara Booth Lucci. When we become hopeless, the light of potential that's within us, the light has turned off. It's turned off. Therefore, we see no potential. We don't even look for any potential because our outlook is gloomed by hopelessness. Diligence is the key to prosperity in everything that we do. You know that? Are you diligent at achieving your goals? Are you diligent about reaching into unfamiliar situations or traveling through treacherous waters? Friends, if you don't like where you are, then you got to change something. And the way you can change your situation is by learning to become a winner, by developing a winner's mentality. Start this year off. Start it out by writing down your small wins or your victories and list them regardless of the size. This will motivate you to persevere, to continue moving and going forth. We also talked about at the end of the show, and I wanted to pick that up today, we talked about things that we can do to build up our self-respect. One thing, one book that has really been very powerful in my life, and it has always brought encouragement to me, is my Bible. There are many successful people that who read their Bible on a regular basis. Reading your Bible can help you discover your potential and build your self-respect. Start the new year off by improving your appearance. You don't have to try to be like someone else. Just look your best. Make sure that you groom yourself, and if you don't have any hair, just make sure that your head looks clean, cool, and shiny. Whatever it is that you have, just dress yourself to the best of your ability, so because that will help you to feel good about yourself. When you dress your worst, often you act your worst. When you dress your best, it stirs your attitude. When you dress your best, it helps you to feel good about yourself. So you can set goals for this year to improve your appearance. The next thing we covered, and I didn't get a chance to expound, was to invest in your personal growth. You must invest in yourself. when you're faced with choices in life, when you can take the time out to study, to learn about yourself, it can be a Bible class. It can be a special class at your church, or it can be a class at your community college or a local university. You can take classes or courses that will develop growth within you, and that way you will increase your personal worth by investing in yourself. You are never wasting money when you invest in yourself, when you invest in your education, when you invest in knowledge, because learning empowers us. When you have knowledge, you feel empowered. So set goals for the new year to invest in yourself and your personal well-being. I remember of a gentleman sharing a story with me once of a man who had a goose that laid golden eggs. And the question was asked to that man, "Sir, we're going to give you a choice. Would you like the golden eggs, or would you like the goose that laid the golden eggs?" And the man thought for a second, and he said, "I think I'd rather have the goose." Because guess what, folks? When he chose the goose, that meant not only did he have the golden eggs that goose had laid, any golden eggs that goose would lay in the future, guess what? He would have access to those. When it comes to your success, when it comes to your personal growth and development, you're like the goose with the golden eggs. When you invest in yourself, you are going to produce the golden eggs of prosperity in your life. You're going to produce the golden eggs of production, the golden eggs of entrepreneurship, the golden eggs of entertainment. You are that goose. Again, the last one I want to cover is reward yourself when you do something well. Folks, how often do we reward ourselves? You that are listening, when is the last time you rewarded yourself when you achieved a victory, when you achieved a goal, when you overcame something in your life? Did you reward yourself by taking your spouse and your children out to dinner? Did you treat yourself to some ice cream? Or did you treat yourself by buying some new clothes? Did you buy yourself a car? Did you go out and get a facial or a manicure? There are many ways that you can reward yourself, and they don't always have to be expensive ways, but when you reward yourself, it helps you to feel good and to embrace that victory. It allows you to place that victory in your mind so you can let it sit there and marinate. And once you allow it to marinate, and that flavor of that victory, that smell of success, it will make you hungry to reach in, to grab more of it. It is important that you reward yourself for every victory. And last but not least, do you appreciate and respect your own importance? Let me repeat that again. Do you appreciate and respect your own importance? There are people out there that will tell you that you're not important. There are people that will do things to hurt you, to sabotage you, to shame you, to humiliate you. But you must learn to appreciate yourself and appreciate what you've been blessed with. You must learn to have respect for your own importance. You could be in an environment that is a very hostile environment, but yet you have the ability to greet people with a smile, to give people that glimmer of hope just through your eyes. That's special. How many people can do that? And if you're not there to do that, people will know when you're missing. They'll know when you're not there in the office. They'll know when you're not at the studio or you're not at church, because they look for that. And therefore, you must respect your own importance, because, friend, you are important. There has never been another individual made exactly like you. When God made you, he made you unique. There will never be another you. And you must appreciate the you that you are. Life has ups and downs, but it's up to us to appreciate what we have, and to appreciate ourselves, and to go forward. The number one reason that many people do not find success is because they look for it by comparing themselves to others. Don't make that mistake, friend. Don't compare yourself to another individual. Strive to develop you, to invest in you. Strive to spend time learning about you. Ask your teachers, what is it that they like about you? Ask your teachers what they see in you that makes you unique and different from other people, other students. You not only should you ask your teachers, you can ask your mentors, you can ask your advisors, you can ask your friends. Put forth an effort into discovering your untapped potential. Put forth the effort in learning you. If you measure your success or compare it to all the people that you know, the less likely you will feel successful. Your life will have nothing but big disappointments one after another. You may be doing better than everyone around you, but you will still be faced with dismal failure if you fall short of your own capacity for success as a result of you trying to make a comparison to others. We all have it within us, but it's up to you to look for your potential. It reminds me of a minister, I think his name was Cromwell, and he shared this sermon. He went around the world. He talked about a man who had a dream. And in this dream, he saw diamonds. And the diamonds were so crystal clear, he could reach out and just almost touch these diamonds. And when he was awakened from the dream, he knew that there were diamonds. And he knew that he had to find those diamonds. And the man started reading everything that he could about diamonds and where to find diamonds and how where to look for diamonds at. And the man just became infatuated with finding these particular diamonds. And as the minister said, this individual, this man who had this dream, decided to get rid of everything and to go search for these diamonds. So the man sold his home and moved thousands and thousands and thousands of miles to some far-off distant land searching for those diamonds. And the man never gave up. He looked for those diamonds. He looked. He searched everywhere. And the man died, never finding those diamonds. He died and never discovered those diamonds. But the minister said another man moved into the man's home. He bought that man's house, and one day he was out in the backyard, and he saw something look like a sparkle on the ground. And when he went over and he saw a sparkle, and he kicked some of the dirt, lo and behold, there was a diamond. And that man discovered one of the largest diamond mines in South Africa. Think about it. The man who sold the house and moved off, those diamonds were right there with him. They were in his backyard all the time. And he got rid of everything just to move away looking for those diamonds. Friend, that's you. You, your potential is your diamond mine. And instead of looking elsewhere, look within you. Discover what's in you and find those and find the diamond that exists within yourself. And then you will have an acre of diamonds. Folks, looks like we're out of time. I just want to thank you for tuning to the Mr. Motivated Show. I look for you to tune in, expect you to tune in with us the same time next week for another exciting broadcast. Folks, I wish you a happy 2013 to New Year. And remember, this is Mr. Motivator telling you that success is yours. If you dare to dream and keep thinking big, you will discover your purpose in life. I want you to have a great day. I look forward to encouraging you, entertaining you. We're going to have more great shows. If you have questions, please feel free to email us at cthemotivator@yahoo.com. You can also follow me on that is at C Mr. Motivator. The letter C as in Cal, MRMOTIVATOR. And also check out my blog, dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. Have a great day, everyone. We'll see you next time.